Matt, how great did it feel last week to, you know, another big game? You've had a lot of them this year, but have it actually amount to a win? There's been a bit of a disconnect there with you playing well and not always getting the W's.
Yeah, it was a real good feeling. You know, it was important for us to, you know, have a good day out there running the ball and passing the ball and being pretty much balanced on offense. And, you know, we had a lot of explosive plays out there. So, you know, Alshon had a big catch. Brandon had a big catch, too, and a couple of touchdowns. And then for us to rush for over 100 yards obviously helped us out and helped the defense, you know, to get rested and not be on the field the whole game. And they did great against their offense. So it felt good to get a full, you know, team win out there. How many do I have in me? multiple. I mean, I don't really take into account how many carries or whatever. You know, if I run 26 carries, you know, that's, you know, it's a good work day, you know, really. You know, when you get 20 pluses, that's how you really, like, start establishing, you know, and kind of wearing the defense down that way. You know, if I have a game where I run the ball 36 times, it'll make a difference to me. You know, I've had times where I've had 30-something touches in a game between running and catching. So, you know, it's still the same. When you catch the ball, you get tackled too, so.
Matt, do you think the familiarity with a Lovie Smith defense, having practiced against them for so many years, it will be helpful this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've watched a lot of film on them, and they're similar to our defense now, too, with that cover two type defense. And obviously they, you know, try to get rush on the pressure on the quarterback with their front four, and then, you know, play takeaway football. You know, that's all they preach is takeaway, you know, especially when he was here. So I know he's been teaching the same thing to them. So the key is to, you know, guard the ball at all times, you know, during the game.
Dangerous not only because of their record, but because Lovie typically gets, you know, as a player's coach, gets guys, you know, pretty pumped up, and they might want to win it for him coming back to Chicago.
That probably plays a little bit into it. And also just, you know, they're dangerous because of the way he coaches defense. You know, just by the experience of him being here and me being on offense and watching the defense play, you know, they want to stop the run and get turnovers. You know, that's what they want to do, force us to try to throw the ball and then, you know, get strips or interceptions and sacks and stuff like that. So, you know, if we can stay out of the way of that and you know, control the game by running the ball and, you know, moving to, you know, converting on third downs and things like that, then, you know, that'd be advantageous to us and obviously higher winning percentage for us as well.
Matt, what do you see from Levante David and Mason Foster on tape?
Good linebackers, man. You know, always running to the ball. If you can see, you know, last week on the first play of the game, if he wasn't running to the ball, then, you know, he probably wouldn't have got that interception on the first play. Then I think, I'm not sure which one, but he tipped the ball on another time with RG3, and then they got a pick six on that play. So that's what their defense is about, is, you know, creating turnovers and scoring points on defense and then, you know, getting the ball back for their offense. So we got to stay out of harm's way with that.
Man, of all the things you've done in your career so far, what are you most proud of? What is one area that you know, take the most pride in?
Just being a consistent player. You know, I don't want ever to have your play slack, and you know, when you play at a high level, you always want to continue to show that each and every day, whether it's practice or in the game. So you know, I'm just proud of being able to be consistent out there on the field and be healthy enough to, you know, have played in a lot of games and haven't had to miss many.
And then looking back at, like, 08 when you first came in, is there a particular area of growth? Is there something that you're better at than you maybe ever thought you would be good at? You know, where have you really grown as far as getting into the NFL game?
I've grown a lot, probably in a lot of areas, as well as, you know, vision while running the ball, keying the defensive, like reading defenses before the play, knowing where blitzes are coming from, or knowing, you know, being patient, more patient in the backfield. I've grown, you know, catching the ball with my hands better than, you know, kind of, you know, I guess sometimes you catch it with your body, but, you know, using your hands better in the receiving game. I've grown, you know, in the game entirely, so still room to grow, obviously, and you know, I look forward to doing that.
Where do you want to get better? Where can you get better?
Every aspect. You know, if you work on as a running back, running, catching, and blocking, then you can continue to get better the main three parts of being a running back in this game is to run, block, and catch. So if you work on all three of them, you can, you know, continue to try to be an all-purpose running back and get better at.
Some of your teammates have said that no one knows the offense as well as you do. Maybe Jay does, but mm-hmm. you could probably tell every position player what they're supposed to be doing on every play. Is that true?
That's something new that I've actually grown in with Coach Trestman, because in his offense, like when we started last year, you know, you as a running back, you learn that the F and the H. And so in order to learn that, you got to learn what some of the other guys do too. So like route concepts and stuff, like why I'm running this route, it may be to get somebody else open, or why somebody else is running a route, maybe to get you open. So if you know those concepts better, you know, that you can play faster during the game too.
And Aaron Cromer was asked if you would be getting a breather because of the Thursday game coming up, and he actually offered to take the media person with him onto the field to try to convince you. How hard has someone actually tried to get you to come out? Like, what's been the best effort?
I don't know. It just hasn't really. Hasn't really occurred or had a need. I've always taken myself out if I needed to. Last game, I think I ran a screen or something, and, you know, if I get tackled and, you know, something doesn't feel right when I come up or I need a break or a breather, then I come out. I came out of the game then. But and then I had a long run and on the sideline, and I came out. But fortunately, the quarter ended, so then I got my breath back, so I went right back in the game. So, you know, I condition a lot. Especially in the off season, but during the season, to where, you know, when if I make a long run or a big play, that I'm not, you know, gasping for breath, that I can continue to play and be on the field and affect the game positively. So, you know, if I'm dog tired, I'm going to come out every time.
At this point in the season, how much do you think your 24 hours of your day is involved in steps to keep yourself ready to go when you get into the third, fourth month?
Yeah, it's tough. A lot goes into that. You know, I do a lot of rehab stuff post-game, Mondays and Tuesdays, and then obviously, you know, leading up to the game, a lot of stuff. I even do some physical therapy type of stuff on the morning of the game before, especially at home games, going over to the stadium. So, you know, the more, you know, the better you take care of your body, the more you'll be able to be out there on the field you know, it affects your play. You know, if something's bothering you, then you can't be confident in your body, and it's going to make you play a little slower.
Matt, is that where you've seen the biggest payoff from these hard workouts, just your ability to recover quickly in the game and between games?
Yeah, I think durability is a factor of, you know, being able to work out hard. But with that, it goes with your rehab, you know, regimen. So in order to work out hard and do that stuff, you have to get rehab and stuff and maintenance on your body when it doesn't hurt, and continue to keep everything in line so that you can work out hard enough to, you know, kind of simulate game type situations, and that you'll be able to be durable and, you know, last the entire season.
How would you have described Jay and Josh McCown's relationship last year?
Yeah, it was good. They had a good relationship. You know, when Josh had to step in, Jay was right there. It wasn't like he sat there and, like, didn't talk to him or didn't want him to do well. You know, he helped him out, you know, watching film and stuff and doing that. And Josh did the same thing, you know, when Jay was playing too, because as you can see, when he stepped in, he was ready to go. So it wasn't like Josh didn't know what he was doing and, you know, wasn't paying attention in meetings. He was, you know, helping Jay as well and learning from Coach Trestman. So they had a really good relationship, and I had a good relationship with Josh too. You know, is a contagious his kind of personality it was. So, you know, he's a good dude to be around.
Man, how difficult is it to enjoy your personal success when the team hasn't had the same kind of success?
Not difficult at all. You know, I'm the ultimate team player kind of guy. So, you know, I'd trade all the success, personal success in the world, for team success any day.
Matt, knowing how much Lovey likes to keep a shell on the top of his defense kind of forces, it tests your patience as an offense. how difficult is that for you guys to know that you're going to have to sustain like long drives? Mm-hmm. Is that something you guys are talking about?
Yeah. Well, we've done it before. You know, last game I think we had like a 17 play drive, and in many games we had long play drives, and it's just key that when we do get those long drives, we get 7 points, and you know, 3 points is good, but when you get those long drives, you really want to get a touchdown, because you know, just kind of wears the defense down, and then to get 7 points demoralizes them a little more than 3 points on there, and you know, gives you a little boost too as well. You know, all that hard work put in, you get a touchdown instead of a field goal. So you know, it's going to be, you know, hard, I guess, you know, even on everybody, the players and play calling and coaches, to be patient enough to, you know, chunk your way down the field, but that, we know that's how their defense is designed to do, and then you know, we don't want to get anxious and then they have turnovers that way.
Man, a lot of guys who played several years for Lovey refer to him as a player's coach. What made him that way?
I just think his demeanor and I guess his attitude towards the game and towards players. You know, the guys loved him as a coach and said he's a player's coach because, you know, he wasn't going to be, you know, all crazy and in your face and, like, you know, spitting in your face when he's talking to you or screaming at you. You know, he really kind of just take you aside, talk to you like a man. So, you know, that aspect kind of made him, I guess, made everybody think of him as a player's coach.
Matt, it's written in some men's magazine. You got a special way of taking care of your knees to avoid knee injury?
I just take care of my entire body. It's not necessarily just the knees, because other stuff can get hurt too. But, yeah, I've got a pretty good regimen I've been using the last few years where, you know, I get a lot of physical therapy in the off season. You know, even before stuff is, you know, bothering me or whatever during the season. And during the season, I see a physical therapist twice a week and a massage therapist twice a week. And it's kind of like right after the game, that 48-hour period, and then, you know, closer to the game on, like, Saturday or Sunday where I see him. So that just makes sure everything's in line and stuff. And like I've said before, you know, just different techniques, called Grasting and dry needling, stuff like that helps me out.